Daf is the Daf Yudches. So we got to a few lines down to the Ba'i Rava. Five lines down, Ba'i Rava, right? I think that's what we got to. So Rava asks the following question. Kalsav Shtei Megillos, the Shtei Sotos. He writes two, the Kohen writes two Megillos for two different Sotos. Umachan, the Toch Kos Echad. And he erases both of them in the same Kos now. So Ma, what's the Halacha? Ksiva Lishma Bainan Vahayika. You need to have the Ksiva written, and it was written Lishma, because each individual woman, it was written for her. Oh, Dilma Ba'ina Nami Mechika Lishma, or perhaps the Mechika also requires Lishma, and this one qualified because it was all in one cup. Now, I have to understand that question a little bit, because maybe when I did Mechika, I did it Lishem the woman, and then I did Mechika Lishem the other woman. I'm not sure why this is not Mechika Lishma here. So it says Rashi says Lishma, three lines from the top, the last word. Lishma Besefer Latmo, you have to write it Lishma, Dichsiv Asa La, which means Lishma, it has to be written for her. It has to be recognizable that it's for her. And I guess since in the end of the day, once it's erased, it's not recognizable the entire coast that it's for her, it may not work. So the Gemara answers, if you want to say that you really require the Shema, in which case it means you need to have them erased in separate cups. So let's say machka mishtekos. So let's say you did have them erased. You place them in two separate cups. The chaz of irvon mahu. Now you take the both cups and mix them together. So at least in mechika, the time of the ma'is mechika, it was recognizable. Now in the end of the day, it's not recognizable. So what's the halacha? So mahu mechika lishma beinan v'ha'ika, and you did accomplish mechika for the purpose of each individual woman. O dilma halav didei kashasya, but she's not drinking hers. V'halav didei kashasya, they're not drinking the individual ones. Maybe the shasiya, the drinking, also requires it to be recognizable. And then the Gemara says, let's say I lost the line for a second. Vim tim salomar halav dida. Maybe it doesn't work because they're not drinking their own. So let's say you now take the one cup of the mixed, you mix them in separate cups, you pour them into one cup, now they're all in one cup, then you separate into two separate cups and give each individual woman. So mahu yesh brera or ein brera, can we say once we separated them into two cups, the one that received this one was always hers, and the one that received the other ones was always hers? That's the concept of brera. We say we could figure out whose it really was. The Gemara doesn't have an answer for this one and leaves off with a teku. It also just has a long discussion about brera, this brera, how it compares to other breras throughout Shas.
Different is brera.
That's what he's saying, yeah.
I was also wondering. Because Breda, basically what you're saying is that you can tell afterwards what was the original case. Here, for sure, each one is having a little bit of the other one, so it's not real Breda.
I hear that. This is saying that, in general, Breda was never known. We never knew Breda, let's say, by the case of Yerusha.
We learned, you explained the issue, I think, on...
It could be, but here they knew once whose it was. It was recognizable in each individual cup. Now they mix them. In general, the case is we don't know. There's a Yerusha. Father dies and leaves over a bunch of kids now. So now could you say, Brera, that part is mine, that part's yours, but we never decided whose is whose in the first place. It was never Hukar in the first place. So Tosa points out that distinction. I hear your distinction also, though.
Right here, for sure, each one is getting a little bit of the other one. There's no doubt about it.
Right. So... But it might be the same point, actually. What you're saying
is, I think
it's
the same point.
Since it was, there's chelik in the beginning,
right.
It's vadai.
Right.
As opposed to when it was ever decided, whatever I decided was then, we could say, was always mine, purely mine.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so the Gemara now says, halfway down, Bai Rava, Hishke Besiv Mahu. So what's a sieve? Sieve's a part of the Deka. Rashi says, two narrow lines down, Hishke Besiv, Shehu Chalul Kiderech Shatinokos Shosen. It's an open, what is it?
Straw.
Is it straw, yeah? Oh, I always thought it was some type of thing that grows on the decal tree that Rashi explains elsewhere. Something that grows on the bottom of the decal tree.
What does it say, Harry, in Hebrew?
This is a word I don't know. B-A-S-T.
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 Asked. Here, he's pulling out the dictionary, the modern dictionary.
A piece of that.
Sifu gav'ul halal.
Yeah, exactly. Miri says it's a sieve dekel. It goes around and grows, I think, the bottom of a date tree.
What is it?
It's probably like...
It's called canvas. It's canvas in the
Maibu. Like a natural straw. Like
it could be maybe like a natural straw. A reed. Like, maybe like a reed or something.
Right.
But it grows by the bottom of the dekel tree.
Stumped. Google? Phone is stumped.
Fibrous material from the phloem of a plant used as a fiber, matting, and cord.
Okay. A phloem of a plant, it said? What's a phloem in the bottom of a plant? Okay, fine. It's something that grows that is going to serve the purpose of a straw. So let's say, can she drink it out of the straw? Or at best, if you want to be exact. Bishofaris, mahu. Bishofaris is also a type of straw. It's like a, how do they define that? A pole?
A tube.
A tube, okay, that's a better word. Bamalikin shofaris. Right, and then they talk about, it also comes up with nida, whether if a dam nida comes out through shofaris, will the woman be nida in that way? Then derech shesia, bekacho in derech shesia bekach, is that considered normal drinking and that would work? Or maybe it wouldn't be normal drinking and it would not work, teku. So I guess these are, using a tube or a bass would not be a typical straw. Let's say a person were to use a straw like we have nowadays, seemingly that would qualify as a normal shesia.
I mean, Rashi made it sound like the reason why it was an issue with the sieve, it was normal, but just children drink it, not adults.
Very good. Kedach shetinoko shosen, right. Not how adults drink it.
I don't. You know, they didn't have plastic back then, so that's the way they drank.
Right. So I wonder nowadays. It's pretty common. Women will buy, you know, drinks, a coffee with a straw. Maybe that could change. This question could perhaps change with time. Okay. But interesting thing on the bottom here, Mrs. Tosos. You see Tosos all the way in the bottom, the third Tosos up. Around five lines up, Ba'i Rava Shishka B'Siv Mahu. So we wanted to know this very question, whether you could use this type of bass, the straw. Lekal Mifshat, you can't answer Meha Dama Rava, that which Rava says in Gemara Arve Psachim. Karchan B'Siv Afi De Mata Lo Yotza. Let's say you wrap the wrap everything with a sieve, with this some type of fiber that grows from the ground. You're not Yotze, Alma Ein Derech Achil B'Kach. So clearly it's not Achila. If a person eats it wrapped around with a sieve, that's not Derech Achila. So I guess what it's referring to there, it's right. So the Gemara answers the Hasam Mafsik Hasib Ben Hamatzah Ben Beis Abliya, because when you eat it, it's going to be wrapped. The matzah is not going to go down your throat.
You're basically swallowing the whole thing without even
right. You're not using it as a straw. You're taking it to wrap around the matzah.
Right. And you're swallowing without chewing. It seems
exactly
because otherwise the
and you break it.
You would have
right.
You would be tasting the matzah.
This is an Eisa. They suggest sometimes. Let's say if a person has. Has to take medicine or vitamin, if it's needed, with gelatin capsules. So typically we try to avoid gelatin capsules. There are different heterim for them. Even though gelatin, the reason why gelatin's usher, even though it's not really derech achila, because Rebelsky says that if you put it in warm water, it immediately melts and becomes the original, like, nice, tasty gelatin. Others say, no, right now, since it's in the form of plastic, it's not ochel, it's okay. But everyone agrees it's best to avoid it if possible. That's why you can't avoid it. So some suggest wrap it around in something, some type of food. I don't know, whatever it is. I don't know what's a good food to wrap it in. And swallow that way. This way, at least the Beis Ablia is not going to be touching the gelatin at all. So that's what the Gemara, and the Gemara is talking about in Pesachim. That's the way to avoid. That will be, you will not be yotze your matzah there. So that's the case by matzah, says Tosos. The hasam mafsik hasiv bein hamatzah bein ha-Beis Ablia. Well, hacha, our case, de lo mafsik kamibaylei. We're not talking about a hefsek here. When you drink through the straw, everything's still going down the Beis Ablia. We want to know if the actual drinking is considered a normal way of drinking for adults. The Gemara now says, "Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav, Shtei Shvuos Ha'amuros Besota Lama." The Psukim describe that there are two different Shvuos that the Kohen makes the woman take. I skipped a line. Okay. Oh, thank you. Okay. Usually Adam's all over that. I guess. Okay. Thank you, Harry. So we know Harry's really paying attention more than Adam. He's just letting Adam shine.
Thank you. No, he was busy with that
telescope. Okay. So the Gemara tells us, "Boy of Ashi." Ashi asks, "Nishbechu Mehen." So let's say you pour, and some of it remains, some of it spilled. Some of the sota mixed together with the afar and the mechikas shema all spill, and a little bit left, mahu. What's the shaila here?
Because normally she drinks the whole thing. So the question is, if she drinks part of it, will still be bodkim or not?
Have we seen anything about that? I guess we're answering the taker. We don't know. We haven't seen anything about whether you have to have everything or a little bit. So I guess we just don't know. There's no raya to talk about this. So now the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav, Shtei Shvuos Hamuras Besota Lama."
Yes, you can ask the question that maybe she's only drinking part of Megillah. If she drinks, you know, it's not like
but how do you know that she has to drink all of the Megillah?
Right.
Right. The Gemara doesn't know. We have nothing. Right. So it's possible she doesn't. Maybe a little bit will enough.
That's why it's taken.
Right. Exactly. There's no rias to bring. So Rav says that there are two shvuos that the Kohen makes the sotis take. The Pesukim tell us that. So Gemara wants to know, Lama, why do we have two separate shvuos? So achas kodem shenivchacha megillah, v'achas l'achas shenivchacha. One, they make her take the shvuah before they erase it, and then after they erase it, she makes a second shvuah. So asks the Gemara, maskev l'rav, tarvayu kodem shenivchacha megillah k'sivan. But if you look in the Pesukim, we don't have the Pesukim in front of me, and the side doesn't, the page doesn't have them either.
The first one says, Vishviya otah hakohen, v'amare laisha, im lo shachav ish otach, v'im lo shatit, tum'a tachat ishech v'gomer. And then the second pasuk, it says, Vishviya kohen et aisha, b'shvuat ha'ala, v'amare hakohen leisha, iten Hashem otach, la'ala v'lishvua betoch hamech.
Okay, so the Pesukim you just read, apparently it says that the both shuas are mentioned prior to doing the mechika. So how could you say one referring to afterwards if the Pesukim don't present it that way? So El Amar Rava Achas Shavua Sheish Ima Allah, V'Achas Shavua Shein Ima Allah. So one the shua that has Allah attached to it, and one does not have Allah attached to it. What does that mean? So Heichi Dam Shavua Sheish Ima Allah. What does that mean, even a shua that has Allah attached to it? So Amarav Mashbianu Alecha Shlo Nitmes, promise us that you were not Tame. Sheim Nitmes, had you been Tame, Yavo Bicha, it's going to come within you. What's going on here? So look at Rashi's. Rashi, a few narrow lines down, says Sheyeshima Allah Dichsiv Bichadim. And I, one of the Pesukim mentioned in Bishvuas Allah, Ulakamim Bifar Sheikhidami. One mentions the word Allah. So what does Allah mean? So the next Rashi says, "Meshpi alecha b'shem umaz kishem." You have to mention Shem Hashem, and you have to mention Shem Hashem. Shelo nitmes, that you weren't tamei. She'at omeres emes. Shelo nitmes, you have to say it's true that you never became tamei. Hainu shvur she'eni ma'ala. Now there are a bunch of girsos there. There's a Maron Ranchberg there, and there's another notation. Mila she'en shouldn't be there. It really should be she'yesh. So that's going to be a bit confusing. So Hainu Shvua Sheyesh. If you mention Shem, we'll look on the side in a second. So let's figure out what's going on here. Right, so again, one Shvua describes the Allah, which is the Klala, the curse that's going to result if she was Tame. And one does not mention the Klala. And that's what it means here. Again, Hechi Dami Shvua Sheishima Allah, Amar of Amar Amarav. I'm reading this again. Mashbiani Alayach, make a Shvua with the Shem Hashem, Rashi adds in. Shelo Nidme, say you were never Tameh. Shem Nidit, because had you been Tameh, Yavo Becha, all the waters are going to go inside you and it's going to curse you. So I'm not sure why, though. Why one has to mention the Klal, one doesn't mention the Klal. But that's what it is. So the Gemara then says, Amarava, Elu Lechuda, Kaima, they're two different things. One's a shvuah, one's a curse. Where is there Rashi here? Rashi says, "Amar Rava, Allah lechudei kaima shvuah ve'Allah yesh kan ushneim al ha'isha ve'krok siv b'shvuas Allah she'ashvuah she'Allah." I'm going to just close this door. Sorry. Thank you. So again, Rashi says,
"You got better and you're going to that with you."
They're not in a rush. So again, Rashi says, where that line go? Amar Rava, Allah l'chudei kaima, shvuah v'Allah yesh kanu shnein al ha'isha, v'kroksiv b'shuah sa'Allah, she'ashvuah shel Allah. Meaning it's not two different things. They're qualifying each other. It's a shvuah plus the curse, but it's really one thing.
Rava is basically saying that what Ram Rambam says is not right.
Correct. I'm trying to figure out what he's saying now.
According to Rav, what is it? He's saying one is with the Shem Hashem and one is without the Shem Hashem. Is that the main difference?
The main difference, I think, is that the one's a klala, the Allah is a klala. The one, I think they go hand in hand, actually.
One is Shvua and one is Allah. One is not Shvua. Is that what
he said? One is Shvua that has Allah. One is Shvua that has the curse with it, the punishment. And one is Shvua that doesn't mention the curse.
Okay, and?
So that's his answer. That's the two different Shvuas that we make or make. Now, I don't know why that is. And Rav has a problem with that because he says, Allah l'chuda kaima v'shvua l'chuda kaima. So his problem is, it doesn't make sense to have the Shvuah independent from the Allah. The whole idea is to have them go together. A shvuah without the Allah is not considered the good shvuah here. You need them both to go hand in hand, it seems.
He's the one who said one has a shvuah sheni mo. Amram was just explaining it.
That is interesting. Rava says it. And so I guess the Heichi Dami, the example of a Shua Sheish Allah, Rava doesn't like Rav Amin's understanding of that case.
So let's see what Rava says. It says, El Amar Rava Mashbiyana
Alayach Shim Nitme Is Yavo Becha. Says Rashi. Rashi says, Mashbiyana Alayach Shim Nitme Is Yavo Becha. Bach, Dika Hashe Shvua Ha'ala Shemashbia Es Ha'ala Shetachal. There's a Shvua that the Klala will be Chal.
It seems that according to Rav Amar Rav, he first makes her a Shvua that she's saying the truth, and then he adds the Klala.
Shvua is not going on. The klala. She has to first say she's not
tame. Right.
And then if you are, you're going to get cursed.
Then you get cursed. I think that's according to Rav. And I think
Rav doesn't like that. Rav wants the shvua to be that you're going to get punished if you're in the mess.
Right, so you have to have the shvua. I mean, one of the shvua stands if that nothing to do with an Allah at all. Nothing to do with the Klala, that's fine.
When the Torah says shvua Allah, it's a shvua that will bring you Allah, but it's not Allah.
Right, so we're trying to figure out what is the shvua that's going to bring this Allah. So if Rav Amin first suggests, it's referring to shelov nidmes. If you were in Tameh, where that line go again? Mashmi alacha shelov nidmes. Sheim nidmes yavo b'cha. So according to him, they're two different things. You make a shvua that you were in Tameh. Period. And then, if a person was Tameh, there's a Klala. But that's two independent statements. Rava wants them to be all one statement together. The Shvua will result in a Klala. So Rava's suggestion is that Mashbiani Alayach Shim Nitmes Yavo Becha. If you were Tameh, you're going to have an Allah. You're going to have a Klala. That seems to be more connected. And to that, Amar Rav Ashi, Allah Ika Shvua Leka. That's simply, there's no mention of a Shvua there. It does mention a Shvua. It just says, if you were Tameh, so then there is a Klala.
No, because here, Allah is on the woman, not Allah. That's what Allah.
Aha. Rashi Shvul Leka Allah Isha, the crux of Ishbias Aisha. Ah, so Ella Amar Ravashi, the final statement should be is, what is Shvuah Shieshima Allah? Mashbiyana Allah Shalom Nidmeis. Make sure that you didn't do anything wrong. That's her willingness to say, I did nothing wrong, Hashua, I promise I did nothing wrong. Vimnitves, but if you became Tameh, Yavobacha, you're accepting upon yourself that the Klala will come through.
So instead of, this is like Rav Amram, except instead of saying Sheimnitmes, it's Vimnitmes.
Right, so.
Same Lashon, it's evolved instead of a She.
Right, she actually swears on both things.
She swears on both.
She swears on the fact and then on the Allah itself that it's going to come.
Okay, beautiful. The new Mishnah tells us now, Amahi Omeris Amen Amen. What does she say Amen on? So Amen Al Ha'Allah, on the curse is going to come through, and Amen Al Ashua, that the Shua is accepting. Amen Mi'ish Zeh, Amen Mi'ish Acher, Amen from the particular man who she had been accused of being with, and Amen from any other man she may have been with, that it's not known. Amen Shloshatisi Arusa V'Nesua, that I wasn't a sota when I was a rusa, when I was engaged, or when I was married, says Rashi, a rusa of a nesua ayide gilgal. Once we're making a shua, this sign called a gilgal shua, we include other instances as well. Shvua hu megalgal ez nushal erusin afapi shalohaya bekino. Even though there's no kino at the time, we're able to lump everything together under this one shua. Mikan la gilgal shua min haTorah, by the way, Rashi points out. This is the source of gilgal min haTorah. If I were to be taking Rav Schechter's Kol Bechinas back in YU, this would be a question. He'd ask you, how do you know the source of Gilgal Shvua? Now, even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere here, and it's not Iker Porn, since Rashi writes it, it's a very sodistic, very important fundamental point, that this is the source of Gilgal Shvua that the Gemara's in Bava Metzia and elsewhere talk about. Anyway, so she says, Amen Shloshatisi Arusa Nesua V'shomers Yavam. Says Rashi, the case, just to remind us of Yavamos for a moment, Vim Hayisa Yavamto, Vikansa, if she was Yavamto and she got married, Vikina Love, Vinistra, Megal Galesh, Shvua, Shalom Nitmes, Kishisha, Mez Yavam, that when she was waiting for the brother-in-law to make a decision of Yibim Chalita, that she was not Mezana during that time. And then the Gemara Mishnah says, V'knusa, Shemesh Yavam V'yavam Knusa, in a situation where, again, Shemesh Yavam, and then she got married to that individual. Amen Shalom Nitmesi, Amen that I was never Tameh, Rashi says, Amen Shalom Nitmesi, Hainu Kabal Shua, that's her acceptance of the Shua. Back to the mission of Im Nitmesi, Yavobu, and Yavobi, and if I were Tameh, let the Klala come within me.
So here is just mentioning all the possibilities.
Exactly.
Amen al Shua, Amen. When it says Amen Shalosh Atiti Arusa Unesua. What does that mean?
That if she making sure she, that she never was Mizana when she was engaged to this individual during the period of Arusin.
So why does it use the word Shatisi and not Nitmesi or something?
That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. It's a question of.
Yeah, that's the Lashna Sota. That's where Sota comes from. Even though it's a sin, in a Samech, they're interchangeable. Fine. Now, the Gemara, the Mishnah says further Rabbi Meir Omer, Amen Shalom Nitmesi, Amen, for first, Amen that I was never Tameh, Amen Shalom Etma, that I will not become Tameh. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Amen shelo etma shim titma la'achazman. If she were to come tummy afterwards, the ma'im ma'arin osa la'achar shim titma k'detanim b'raisei b'gmar. That water remains inside her and will test her forever. So the Gemara says now, Hakol Mishu says rather, Hakol Shavim, everyone's equal, she'ein masna ima lo ala kodem shetisaris lo ala achar shetisgarish. Everyone's in agreement, however, that this does not test prior to their engagement and after their divorce. Nistira le'echad v'nitmes v'charkach hichzira lo haya masna ima. Let's say she was within steer with one individual, and then she was a nitmes. Rashi says nitmes b'gerusheha denu ne'aseres alav lachzal elam kein nisay ayde kedushim. So she got divorced, she was married, then she got divorced, and the lach is, if in the while being divorced, she marries another man and becomes a widow or divorces another man, she can never remarry her first husband. Okay, so the case is here, if she, however, was nitmes during that period of being a divorcee, she is allowed to remarry her initial husband. It's only if you get married to someone in the interim, but if she was only mizana, not, I shouldn't say only, but if she's mizana or nitmes with somebody else, that will not prevent her from coming back. So again, the Mishnah says this case is nister lechad v'nitmes. So let's read that Rashi again. Nitmes be gerusheha de'enu ne'aseres alav lachzor lo elam kein nisay ayde kedushim. The only issue of her remarrying her first husband is if she became married to somebody else in the middle. V'chiksev lo yuchal bala harishon asher shalcha lashuv lekachta. The first husband can't remarry her. It's only acher kedushim v'nisuin ksev. K'chiksev ha'yisal isha acher v'sina ha'isha achron. In this situation, she's allowed to remarry him. So that time period, so again, the timeline is as follows. She's married, and she's married, and her husband gives her, a warning with a particular man. They get divorced. Now, while she's a divorcee, she's with that man. There's stira found with that man. And then she gets remarried to the first husband. The sota orders were not check what's going on during the time period when she was a single lady in between the first and second marriage. Zeklal, the rules as follows: Kol shetivol v'lo tia sur lo lo haya masema. Anybody who she would become, who she would be have tashmish with, and will not make her aser to her husband, the water will not check. So anything before she was married or anything after their divorce is not going to be checked because such a via will not aser her to her husband. So the Gemara says now: Amar of Hamnuna shemeres yavam shezinsa, a woman who's a shemeres yavam, which again her husband died, she has no children. And she's waiting. She's shomeris for the yavam, for the brother-in-law to make a decision of yibum or chalitza. So during that time period, she's zinsa, she's mezana with a different man. Asur liyavama, she's asur to get married to perform yibum with the yavam. Mimai, how do we know that to be true? Midikatani, from the fact that our Mishnah says shomeris yavam the knusa lumps them together, that shomeris yavam and she then gets married to this individual. So it doesn't check while she's shomeris yavam. So i amris bishma asira. it all makes sense. If she's asked him, Mishum Halchi Masa Bahadeh, that's part of the Tanai that's going to check. Remember, the only thing that the water checks is if there was a time period that if there were to be Bio, somebody else would ask her. So the checks while she's Shomer Yavam, the checks that time period tells us that if she were with another man, she would be asked to the Yavam. But Ella Iyamis Lo Asira, if we say if she were to be with another man while she's Shomer's Yavam, it wouldn't answer her to the Yavam. Heichi Masa Bahadeh? How could the waters check her during that waiting period? Vahatsan, the Mishnah tells us at the end of this Mishnah, Zehaklal, the rule is, Kol She'ilu Tibal V'lo Tiasur Lo, if she were to be with another man and it would not make her answer to her husband, or in this case, the Yavam, Lo Haya Masima, you can't make it tonight.
It's a good deal.
So the Gemara said, Amri B'ma Rava, they said in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they explain less Hilchasa, Rav Hamnuna. We don't pass like Rav Hamnuna. In other words, that if she was Mizana, she would not be Usher.
Right.
But rather, wait, she would be Usher.
She wouldn't be Usher.
Meaning she would be able to marry the Yavam.
She wouldn't be Usher. We don't pass like this.
Because Rav Hamnuna says that she would be Usher. We're saying no, it doesn't go like that.
But then... No, but why not? I'm confused. Why not? But it doesn't
because
make sense.
Rav Hamnuna goes according to which says Zeklal that the Maimar only bought him something that it's going to be us or something.
It's going against our Gemara. Our Gemara thinks we should pass like Rav Hamnuna. The Mishnah supports Rav Hamnuna.
Right.
In the West, he said it doesn't. They have to reread the Mishnah. Okay, fine. It's a question. So in the West, who don't hold the Rav Hamnuna, where during the time period of Shomer's Yavam, she's actually mutter, the question is why does the water then check her while she's Shomer's Yavam? So the Gemara is going to explain, Elohad the Katani Shomer's Yavam v'knusa, Habani, that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva goes against our general rule. Damar ein kedushin tofsin b'chayave lavin u'mashvila ke'erva. The kedushin is not chal in the case of where there's a chiv lav here, there's iser lav, and therefore she's mamish like an erva. So that's why it checks it here. So even though it's not chal, it will not asa her to the yavam either.
Because even though she doesn't get asa to the yavama, to the yavam, everybody agrees there's still a lav. She can't go out and just be nizana with somebody during that period.
Right, but the mishnah still is an internal contradiction because
if you hold like Rabbi Kiva that he treats Chayvei Lavim like Chayvei Krisos, then it comes out by the Shomeris Yavam, even though there's only a Lav, in a Hanami, there's a problem. But if you don't hold like Rabbi Kiva by Shomeris Yavam...
No, so if you hold like Rabbi Kiva, though, so in the end of the day, the water will check during that time period, and will she be Aser if she was Mizana?
Yeah. According to Rabbi Kiva, yeah.
So then why are we saying the Halacha is not like Rav Hamnuna?
Because we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. The whole Mishnah is only going according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that in kedushin tovsim chayvilam. We hold in kedushin tovsim chayvikrisos.
So the Mishnah is consistent. The Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva, Rav Hamnuna. That's all fine. In the West, we reject this Mishnah. We don't pass like the Mishnah. The Mishnah is fine. Okay, I see. I understand. Gemara says, "Bai Rabbi Yirmiya Mahu sheyitne Adam al nesuin harishonim al nesuya achiv Mahu." Can a person make a tanai on his first marriage? So in the situation, I imagine if he got a divorce, Rashi explains he gets divorced, and then he's Mekanaher, and then it is Nistera, can he go back to the first time they were married, the first round, does that count? Because we said it has to be a time period where they were Usher. So during the period when she was single, it certainly doesn't check that. Well, let's say when they were married, even though it was the first marriage of theirs, will it go so far back? And technically, we'll check on the brother's marriage. So now we know the halachas of Yavam, so the Yibam, they get married with the brother-in-law, can this check back on the previous marriage she had with his brother? So the Gemara says, Tashma zekla kol shetibav lo teyasur lo lo hayamasima. Ha isura hachanami demasa shmamina. If it would be a time period that would be usher, it would work. So since they're married for this first marriage, and she would be mizana, it would have created an issa between the two of them, so it checks it. So too with the brothers, had she been usher to her brother during the first marriage with the brother, it would make her usher to him as well in the second time around, and therefore the mime can be bodek even those periods. Look at the Tosfos for a second on the bottom here. You have time for Tosfos? 7:30 seconds to go in a few minutes, Adam.
Would she actually be usher to him if she was Mizani on the first marriage?
Yeah, Asa the Baal, the we pass him.
Even though she divorced her and then...
Yeah. Right.
You could do
Tosos. Yeah, so Tosos says, look at Tosos, Mahu she yitzna adam al nesun hachronim. Can a person make a tanya in a previous, wait, al nesun hachronim? Should we show him, no? I'm not sure. The chor should be shown him, but Yushalmi Amar Rabbi Yane b'shita she'adam mochel al kinoi. Prostitute a person can be mochel in a kinoi. Girish kimi shemochel. A person divorces her, it's as if there is a mechila. So heich avdi kina la v'girshu hechsir v'nistera. How could it be if he was mekana her, and then they divorced her, and then he remarried her, and then there's a stira? That stira shouldn't be a stira because the kinoi is now null and void since they got divorced. If divorcing is a mechila, so then the divorce was there. You need a second kinoi in the second marriage. If you say divorce is not like a mechila, you don't require another one. Do we say if there's a kinoi, and then there's a stira, and then yadaba, then they had beer with each other nonetheless, and then he divorced her, and then he remarried her, and then there was a stira later on based on that first kinoi, and the water didn't check it, does that assume she's Torah? Or do we say from the fact the water doesn't check her, she's tamei and it's asur to the husband? I don't get that last suffix. Sound like a very complicated relationship they have. Okay, we'll leave it aside. Okay, the Gemara says now, and the two dots halfway down, a little bit more than halfway down, the Amid, Rabbi Meir Omer, Amen Shalonit Mesi. He says, Amen that I was never Tame, and also Amen that I will never become Tame, which means if she were to become Tame sometime down the line, the waters, even though it was ready to drink, the waters would check her anyways. So Tanya, the Brisa, says, Lo Kishama, Rabbi Meir Amen. Not like Rabbi Meir says, Amen Shalom Etima, Shim Titma, Maim Botkinosa Meachshav, Ella Lichshetit Tame, Maim Ma'aririn Osa Ubotkin Osa. Not to say that if she drinks waters now, since the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that she will be mizanet down the line, he's going to give her onesh now. No, it doesn't work that way. What it means is that if she's mizanet, then the waters will be aroused within her and stir up a bedika. But now that's going to be bodek what the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows is going to happen down the line. So by Rav Ashi asks, "Mao she yitn adam al nisun achronim?" Oh, this was the question that Tosfos was working off of. Can a person be checked on nisun achronim? What's nisun achronim? So says the Gemara. Rashi says all the way towards the bottom here, 8 lines from the bottom, nisun achronim. The Rabbi Meir damar masa al ha'asid. He allows you to check on the future. Mao she yisne ima. Which is interesting, by the way. Rabbi Meir is the one who says, "Ain adam machne davar shel boli olam." So it's just interesting to see in overall. He doesn't look at things in the future, but there's a situation where he allows it to take effect.
To me, I don't understand why he doesn't. Why? Because the Gemara is not the Gemara doesn't explain why Rabbi Meir, right? It's not asking why he doesn't accept on the other like that she's on all the yukim that the Chachamim made, that the Tanakh.
Yeah, the Bar doesn't explain, but all right. But anyway, within Rabbi Meir, though, the fascinating shita is that he allows it to check future things. That if she's down, if years later she's mezana, that water she drank in 1990 is going to check her in 2015.
Right.
Which is fascinating. So they want to know within the world of Rabbi Meir, would also check Nisun Achronim, that let's say they get divorced and then remarried. If it's one continuous marriage, so then the water is going to check down the line. But let's say they get divorced and remarried. Will the old water check in the new marriage, even though it's the same husband and wife? So that's the kashya of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Hashtem mi lo asir le. Now she's not asir. Of Dilma zimnan de megarish la v'hadr mehadr la. What's the two lines here? What's the two stadim here? So do we say that since Miha and this Hashta, this Kedushin Rishonim, Nisun Rishonim, it's not going to be Aser, the event, the Znus didn't take place now, and therefore it shouldn't Aser her, and it shouldn't be affected by the Maim? Or perhaps we say sometimes a person will divorce her and remarry her, and will view the second marriage as a continuation of the first marriage. it seems to be a topic how to view the second marriage. Is it independent of the first marriage, or it's really viewed as a continuation, even though there was a hefsek of gerushin?
So is it saying that if she was mezane on the first marriage, once she gets that, my question?
No, question is, if she's mezane in the second marriage, will the water she drank in the first marriage check her during the second marriage?
Okay.
Yes, that's the shiloh. So do we say, well, now since in this first kufa of the relationship, the first marriage, she was not asertim, so the waters won't check in a new marriage of hers? Or do we say sometimes it's possible that they get divorced and remarried, in which case we view this as a continuous marriage and the waters will check the second time around for them? That's the suffix of the Gemara. And the Gemara answers, Tashma, Hakol Shavin.
It's in the future.
Right. That's Achorim, the later one. So Tashma, the Gemara answers, based on our Mishnah, Hakol Shavin, everybody's in agreement. Everybody agrees that it doesn't check prior to their engagement and not post their divorce. Let's say nistera lachet lechad, v'nit meis v'achakach yechzirena. Lo hayamasa. So let's say the stira took place while they were divorced, and then they got remarried. That the water doesn't check. But the dig the Gemara wants to make is, but hayachzirena v'titame hachanami demasne shemamina. But let's say they got. Let's say the order was different. The order of the Mishnah is there was a kinoi while they were married. There's a divorce. The stira took place while they were divorced, and then they got remarried. There, the mind doesn't check. But let's say the order was different. Let's say there was kinoi, and then there was gerushin, and then there was a chazar. They got remarried, and then the stira did take place after they got remarried. The implication is the waters would check that case, seemingly to tell us that the mayim does check Nisun Achronim.
He would kiss, but he would never be able to make her drink.
No, we don't. No, once you drink once.
Unless he does kinoi again.
No, once you drink once. Well, that's what Tosfos is dealing with here about whether the kinoi was very mocha. But let's assume the kinoi still stands. The kinoi still stands from the first marriage. They get divorced, they get remarried, and then she has steer with that man in the second marriage. The implication of the Mishnah is that the water she drank 15 years ago will take effect in their second round of marriage. Okay, let's go a little bit further here. Gemara says now, should try to get to the end of the parak, or let's see. Tanu Rabbanan, Zos, Taras, Hakinos. This is the rule, this is the klal of all kinos of the cases of Sota. Melamecha, Isha, Shosa, Vishona. To tell us, that why does it say Taras, Hakinos in plural? I think that's the diak here. Arashi says, Taras, Hakinos, 5 lines from the bottom. Torah achas l'chol ha-kinos shebechulan yasir la-kitorah hazos. This is the rule for all the kinos, all the cases of kinoi and steer, all the cases of sota. So what are we learning from here? That a woman can be shos v'shona. She's able to drink once, and she could drink a second time as well. That's the implication of kinos, multiple ones. Exactly. Rabbi comes along with Yehuda Omer, zos. It says zos teras ha-kinos. Zos means she'ein ha-isha shos v'shona. Zos means this, just one time. It's limiting. Only one time is she able to, and not another time. Once you drink once, the water checks her forever, it sounds. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, there's once a story, V'heid lefaneinu nechunya chofer sichin, this is his name, he was the diggers of channels, yeah. So different cisterns maybe, or something.
Yeah,
so Sha'isha shows to Vishona, he taught that a woman can drink and do it a second time. V'kiblenu eiduso b'shnei anashim, and we accepted his edus with in front of two men, Bishnei Anshim.
This is on Adias, meaning that this is what happened when Rabbi Gamliel went down, or is that what it is?
I'm not sure the context of this. Rashi says, by the way, Chofer Sichin is Lahachnis Maim Laoli Regalim Besadesu Bedirachim. He would gather dig in order to get water to help people of Regalim.
I remember.
Yeah, I don't see a quote anywhere else. It could be. Then the last Rashi on the page says, Bishnei Anshim Im Meis Ba'la Zeh Shehishke. If the husband died, that made her drink, and then she gets married to he drank. She was once had a kino and a stira for her first marriage, and her husband made her drink, and nothing happened to her. Then her husband dies, and now she gets remarried to somebody else, and that second husband is mekanaher the kinoi, and there's a stira. And the halacha is that we see from the Edith and the Chunya, the second marriage, the second husband is able to make her drink yet a second time. So the halacha is that b'shnei anashim, with two different men, you can make her drink a second time. With one husband can't make a woman, his wife, drink two times, but two separate husbands can make her drink two times. That's the pshara. They say across the board, a woman is only allowed to drink soda once and not twice. Tanakama nami hak sivzo. So the Tanakama who learned from the word Torah, kinos, multiple kinos, you could do it twice. Doesn't the word say zos sound? What's the meat of zos? Rabbanan basrai nami hak siv taras, doesn't say taras, which seems to include multiple times. So Amar Rava, Rava therefore says, since it's somewhat confusing how to read the pesukim, he concludes that beish echad ubal echad, one husband and one bo, one adulter. Everybody is in agreement. Everybody agrees you drink once and you cannot drink a second time. It says zos. To limit only to one time. That's when there's the same husband and the same other guy. Two different husbands, and each husband there's a different bowl at the time. Everybody agrees she can drink two times because it's two husbands and it's two different bowlim. Which comes to include a more expansive case. Multiple times. Ki pligi, when is there machlokis? V'ish echad v'shnei balim, when it's one husband but two different adulterers, or b'shnei anashim v'bal echad, or two different husbands but the same boel. So in this case, Tanakama saver taras li rivoy, to come to include kulo, to include all the cases, and zos is lemute ish echad bal echad, to exclude if it's the same husband and the same person, that case is no drinking. Rabbanan Basrai, the last opinion of the Rabbanan Savri, they hold zos lemute kule. Zos comes to exclude all those cases. You never have to drink multiple times, except the Torah comes to include one case, is liribuya shnei anashim shnei balim, the extreme case of two husbands and two different men. So of the whole range, the question is, where do you draw the line? Again, everyone agrees at the extremes. The question is the middle cases, where are going to be included together as drinking, or will be included as you will make not allow them to drink twice. Right. And comes... Right. And then finally, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos Lamute Tarte, Toras Lerurabos Tarte. It has to be equal. Zos comes to exclude two cases, and Toras comes to include two cases. Zos Lamute Tarte comes to exclude two cases, the most extreme cases, Ishechar Bolechar, which everybody agrees does not drink a second time. And the next case excludes is Ishechar Vishne Balam, the same husband, the two different adulterers, that is also an exclusion where you don't drink two times. The word Toras comes to include the Rubei Tarte, which two does it come to include? The most extreme case, which everybody agrees on, Shnei Anashim, a middle case, which not everybody agrees on, Shnei Anashim Bo'el Echad, two husbands, but one Bo'el, he thinks one should drink, and the most extreme case, which everybody agrees, they're double drinking, Shnei Anashim U'Shnei Bo'alim, everyone agrees, Shose V'Shona. Hadron Lach, Hoya Mevi.
So there's three Bandi Amar here.
Yeah.